Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, John and Rob, Wyatt and Joe, and many others that are patiently holding. Your calls are coming up probably in this segment. I just talked to our guest during the break, and we'll probably hold him over somewhat into the hour, next hour, let him ride shotgun with us so I go to calls earlier in this hour and kind of space out the information. He's written a powerful book called The Silent Invasion. He's Scott Gulbranson, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I always pronounce names wrong, even my own. I'm from Texas, folks. I'm just joking. Scott Gulbranson. And it gets into foreign troops. It's well documented. He's done a lot of original research. It gets into the New World Order. Last year, I have the AP and Reuters and Toronto Star articles. They've signed a deal to bring in Canadian, Mexican troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists. And for peacekeeping, to use their exact terms, they have said that they also used UN troops 3.5 years ago fighting the wildfires out west. The feds admitted that they set. Incredible crisis creation, and they're training Czech Republic troops all over Texas. They're training Russian troops for the north and for the north central areas. They're training Chinese for the east for the west coast, and the areas of the southwest, along with Mexican troops. And they even have a federal exchange program for different regions of the country where the foreign troops come in at. And this is mainstream news. This is not the stuff of theories or speculation. In my film, The Masters of Terror, I detail the foreign troop threat and go over the articles. We also have the Washington Post and other articles talking about it and Road to Tyranny. We get into some of it in my new film, Police State 3, just as this develops. But the silent invasion, and we have the author on. Scott, it's great to have you on the show. Tell us about yourself and why you decided to write this book and what the book covers and what we'll be going over in the next hour or so. And you're also a listener of the show as well, so it's good to have you on board, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. It's an honor to be on, and I appreciate the time. It's one of those stories. I think a lot of us who've come across this powerful information and realize what indeed is happening behind the scenes, or not so behind the scenes anymore, and that is that we're being sold down the river. And for me, I've always been an optimist, always been a very patriotic American, like most people who listen to your show are. And I came across this information based on some sources I had as both a writer, but also I have family in law enforcement and in the military.
We're seeing Red Dawn in slow motion.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's a good analogy, and it's amazing how it's out there, and it's in the public domain now. You mentioned all the articles, and you've probably been the best one in the country keeping on top, and if not the world, keeping on top of this. And the fact remains, and what I always tell people when I talk to them about this subject is, it's just about connecting the dots. The dots are out there. All you have to do is look in the news, read news sources all over the world and in our own country, and you can see what's happening.
Scott, this is like, I remember in kindergarten, they would give you the connect the dot puzzle,
yes,
where there were so many dots, you could just see what it was. It was impossible, as a five-year-old to get it wrong. This isn't like it's some connect the dot for a senior in high school. This is a connect the dot for a five-year-old.
You're right, but as you know, the American public has been dumbed down, and not only through the education system, but also we're spoon-fed news every day. And if you don't go out and find the news and figure out what's going on out there, a lot of people are just content to watch the reality TV programming and ignore what's happening. But more and more people are opening their eyes, and this is why I wrote this book. I was not, I'll be very honest, I was not one of these people who kept track of this. It just came as a beacon in the night shining in my face when I came across this information, and I couldn't ignore it anymore. And I'm a young father, I have two young children, I'm married, I value my freedom, and I felt as though it was my duty to find out what was going on and tell everyone else about it.
Oh, absolutely, Scott. And look, I have hundreds of articles, mainstream, where a cop's up in Utah or Idaho or South Texas, and they pull over a van of guys, and it's special forces from the Army, U.S. Army, with Czechoslovakian troops. They flash national security papers at them. The cop finds drugs in the back. People are in national parks. Chinese troops run over, scream at them with Mexican troops in the middle of the country, you know, in the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
They call the police. The feds say it's national security. And, you know, then we go to urban warfare training operations with Dutch and British and Israelis and Germans, and they admit it's for gun confiscation. I've got it on video here domestically. It's for America. The role players are screaming, I'm an American. No, not the camp. And now it's come out that they're hiring, this is AP Reuters, folks, all these former KGB bosses to help run Homeland Security. I mean, Scott, this is so crazy. I have trouble believing it, even as it's happening. Did you go through that in researching for this book?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I'll be honest, I still have days where I don't want to believe it. Days that were, you know, growing up as American and believing in the ideals that our country was founded on, I still to this day just sometimes want it to go away, but that only lasts about 3 minutes, and then I realize, no, I can't do that. It's happening. And I think a lot of people do just put it out of their minds and say, no, it can't be happening. That's impossible. This is the United States of America. This is the beacon of freedom throughout the world, or what used to be. And so when I was researching the book, yeah, I wanted it to go away. And it took me a long time to come to grips with the fact that these people were telling the truth. The sources that I have mostly are military and also customs and border patrol folks. And so they're on the front lines every day fighting the battle, and they would tell me this, and I would try to dismiss it. I would try to find ways to poke holes in it. I would research their background, used private detectives, you name it, to try to find where these people were full of it. And the bottom line was they weren't. And not only were they not lying to me, but their stories were corroborated by other people who had no relations to them, who would tell me the same exact stories but had no connection with the original source. So there was no way for me to deny it. I remember the day when I finally kind of got comfortable in my skin, so to speak, and said, you know what, this is happening. Not only is it happening, but it's rapidly occurring in front of my eyes, and I better do something about it.
All right. For those that don't know, I should have introduced him better. Scott Gulbranson is a former print journalist and current public relations professional for one of America's top software companies. The Silent Invasion is his second book, following the 2001 release of his first novel, The Broken Election, first-person account of the infamous 2000 presidential election. Gulbranson has extensive experience as both a writer and a broadcaster, hosting local and national radio programs, providing college football coverage for USA Today online division during the 1990s. He's a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where he carries a bachelor's degree in communications with an outside emphasis in political science. Gulbranson is married and father of two, currently resides in San Diego, California. And, look, Scott, we'll get into the evidence and go over the documents in this interview, and we're honored to have you. But I want listeners to understand how this is going to take place, because I've read the globalist policy papers. I've read many times what Henry Kissinger said, and we'll read that quote in a second. This is one of the few public quotes they released from Bilderberg, and it was carried in AFP in 91, of the European Newswire, the counterpart to Reuters. 911 is the primer that detonates the explosion in tyranny. Then they bring us more tyranny. They've set the precedent with foreign troops fighting forest fires. For a decade, they've been training foreign troops with our special forces and general military police. We're under attack. Everything's breaking down. Oh, the terrorists nuke a city, release smallpox. The foreign troops are here to help. This will be the smokescreen for the Red Dawn invasion, which is already being staged and masked. And I'm not just saying this, folks. You know, if I say something, I really believe it. I've analyzed it, and I've been very accurate in the past. I'm saying this on the record. This is probably going to happen unless we get the word out of who the terrorists are. Any comments, Scott?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And I think it's for people to realize, too, that, for example, you and I have no affiliation. I've not talked to you before. Other than listening to your show. And if you read and listen to your show, look at the films that you've produced, a lot of what you say is the same things that I found. And they link up. Maybe different people telling us the same things, but certainly they link up, and so there's no way to deny that it's happening. And from living in the Southwest, as you do and as I do, just on the coast here in California, you see how this is all being set up, and it's not only plausible, it's going to happen if we allow it to. And that's the key ingredient, is there's ways to stop this, but people need to be educated. They need to get the word out. The word is leaking out more than ever now, but people like yourself and someone like myself has written a book about it. People are always trying to quiet us. I've run into problems. I've been harassed. You name it. But the reality is that those of us who have the conviction to continue with this and tell people how it's going to go down, when these steps continue to happen and people start to say, I heard that Alex Jones, and Alex Jones told me this was going to happen, and sure enough, it came to pass. When those things start clicking in more, and like you said, the Red Dawn invasion starts to occur, we'll realize that, those guys were telling the truth, and we better start getting off our duff and doing something about it.
Absolutely, and you're getting a lot of calls, Scott, on your call waiting. You might call us back during this break and hit *70 and disable that.
I will do that for you.
Yeah, now, when we get back, I do want to go to some calls, and we'll get more into your story, and I appreciate you coming on with us, but let me read this quote by Henry Kissinger. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Conference, Evian, France, 1991. And there's another scenario. Our government funds the comic books and the school books in Mexico and the survival packs, telling the illegals that the Southwest belonged to them. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo is a fraud. It's taught in U.S. schools in the Southwest. And so they're going to have like a French separatist breakaway or a Kosovo breakaway. That's when they're going to insert the foreign troops. We'll be right back with the information. Hello.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the Honor System. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10, and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Scott Gulbranson is our guest, The Silent Invasion. I am someone on the front lines of this battle every day. America needs to read this book and wake up to what's going on. That was said by a U.S. Border Patrol agent. And it's got quotes in here by Congressman Tom Tancredo, and it's an amazing book. We'll get into a lot of the evidence and documentation coming up in the next segment. But, Scott, from your analysis, your research of this, it is. Would you agree that it's very important that we speak out, that we expose this, that we show that this system can be documented, that they plan to incrementally train us to accept foreign troop occupation, and former Soviets and others running the Homeland Security system, that we speak out and explain how they will use this to neutralize their capacity to set this up? I mean, they've been getting rid of Posse Comitatus for decades, training us to accept military on the streets. It's all an incremental move. Any comments to that?
No, that, I agree with you on that, Alex, and I think, yes, I think people need to realize how the plan is going down. And, again, you've publicized how that plan is going down for a long time, and we need to continue to do that and show how, for example, 9/11 was the perfect example, and as you mentioned, the catalyst for doing that. People will give up freedoms, as we've seen over the last 2 years, in droves to make sure that they feel safe. And people in America today are willing to pretty much give up everything. And the Kissinger quote is especially telling. And if you look at what's happening, if you look at the supposed fall of the Soviet Union, which I've never bought, to begin with, I believe that the fall of the Soviet Union and everything that I've seen in research shows that the reason they've done that is to lull us into this kind of this false safety feeling.
And in reality, and of course our press plays along, it's the bankers that control the communists. I mean, look at how the Fortune 500's in love with Mao. Let's take a call. Let's talk to John in England, then we'll go to Rob and Joe and others. John in the United Kingdom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Firstly, on the subject of the former Soviet Union, I notice on the news today that the last independent media station in Russia has now been closed down.
And they put the red stars back on all their tanks, and they're getting record IMF and World Bank funding.
Yeah, but no more independent media in Russia now.
Yeah, I've got that article. They shut down the last independent station.
Yeah. Secondly, I caught some of your stuff on Sacred Cow. And I have to say, you know, people don't realize you have a sense of humor.
Well, certainly. I have a friend here in Austin who works with a bunch of different comedians, and he takes clips of my TV show and stuff and puts them on there, certainly.
Yeah,
do you have any comments about the New World Order or about what's happening with the foreign troops or cops losing their jobs? They're seen smoking a cigar at a party, or do you have any comments about that?
Well, I mean, I saw it coming when I was vacationing in the States last year. You know, you could just see it coming in. But the reason I brought up the stuff, you know, the fact that you have a sense of humor is I've been posting your material to forums in the UK. And there was one guy came back to me with a really smart comment. He said, "Don't you realize Alex Jones is just a very clever satirist?" And I don't think he listens to your show. Because, yeah, like I say, you've got a sense of humor, but you're not just a satirist.
I cover serious information, but...
Exactly.
But I will joke and say, isn't it good, you know, that they're taking all our rights away or something along those lines, John?
Yeah.
When I'm being sarcastic, I'm being sarcastic.
I know. I mean, I think he missed the plot, or maybe he just kind of saw you lumped in with Bill Hicks and doesn't get Bill Hicks either. Some fantastic stuff. I also have to say, I think you exhibited wonderful self-restraint when that guy was just massively in your face about Waco at the comedy club. I don't know why, you were just really calm and composed about that. I don't know if anyone's seen the clip, but if it was me, I would have reacted differently. So I admire your self-control there.
I've been asked to give speeches at UT, to address people at comedy clubs and things. You know, I'll go anywhere, especially locally, because I don't have to travel to address crowds. And I've been at UT and had somebody run over, grab the microphone, shove me with news cameras, and then I was in the paper as the bad guy. And then the clip you're talking about, the guy was screaming and yelling and cussing at me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was really offensive.
Well,
to me, it was offensive.
But I don't let people suck me in. Well, listen, John, I really appreciate your call, sir. We're going to continue with calls. I know a lot of these callers were holding since before we got our guest on. When we go to Rob and Joe and others, I'd like to try to get you to address the foreign troops massing on our soil subject, because can you think of anything in and of itself that's more important? And it ties together with the gun control, how they're disarming us. It ties together with the open borders, with the Fortune 500 funding, the La Raza, La Reconquista movement. Does, from your research, does that tie into the La Reconquista, we take over the Southwest movement, Scott?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, we'll get your analysis of that when we get back, and then get back into the calls and then into your book, which we have you here to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you? Of the Silent Invasion. He's written for major newspapers, works for a Fortune 500 software company in public relations, and we're honored to have him on the show. And we're going to go to your calls, but hopefully on the New World Order, gun control, foreign troops, open borders subject, because they've signed the deals to bring in Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. So that's an official admission, people. It's in my film, The Road to Tyranny. It's in The Masters of Terror. You need to get those videos. You need to make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale educational purposes. You need to get them out to all your police, your military, your sheriff's departments, your local city councils, and make them face the bizarreness of this. It's like the guy at the end of the movie Body Snatchers. You know, nobody wants to believe him, but it's hard to believe this, but it's real and it's happening and it's confirmed and it's official. Please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films, or call toll free to get the videos at 1-888-253-3139. If you want to do more than talk about it, if you want to show people the proof, this is a way to do it. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, the films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. My book is 911 Descent into Tyranny. It's only $12. Infowars.com or net to order, or 1-888-253-3139. Scott, if people want to get The Silent Invasion, which is excellent, how do they get that?
There's several ways. The fastest and best way really to get it is directly from my publisher, which is County Q Press. And there's an 800 number. You can find them on the Internet. I see you have my site linked up on yours, so people can get there that way.
Yeah, we got a big link on InfoWars.com to it right now.
That's right. Or they can call 1-866-394-2665. Again, that's 866-394-2665. Or if they're more comfortable, they can go to the Amazon.com or any of those places and find the book or go to the local bookstore.
All right. What's that number again?
It's 1-866-394-2665.
All right. And it would be a great companion with my police state videos. I mean, we've got to show people what's happening. We've got to educate them now. That's why I tell listeners to make copies of my videos. It's a mini printing press. I mean, what can the millions of listeners do if they get the films and make copies or buy the books and give them to people? We've got to do this. The mainstream media is not going to do it. They're going to address it in the back of the paper every once in a while and tell you how great it is.
That's
now, let's
right.
get a few more of these callers out of the way, then we'll get into your book, and I appreciate you being patient. Real quick, Rob in Wyoming, go ahead. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, just 2 points, one of which has directly to do with your guest. The other has to do with 9/11, something I've never heard anybody mention. But first, there was a guy while I was on hold mentioned Jewish protocols, and I just wanted to specify it's so important for potential converts to recognize and make the distinction between Jews and Zionism. No one's greater enemy of the Jews than the mask of Zionism, whoever's really behind it. You see, and of all people.
Well, I mean, I watch on C-SPAN the Israeli parliament, and it's other Jews standing up and fighting the Zionists, and it's the Orthodox Jews who are mad at the Zionists. And then the Zionists have taken control of our media, or large sections of it, and claim you're a racist. If you talk about the Zionists, well, I've had Jews on the show that talk about Zionism, and it turns out liberal writers have been writing a great story in Counterpunch by a Jewish writer about how the Zionists actually helped Hitler. So, yeah, time and time again, it's actually the atheistic Zionists going after Jews, and then it's
terrible. Masquerading as Jews. You know, putting that shield over them when there's a lot of refusenik Jews that you're not hearing about at all. Like,
well, now, you know, I don't think Jews run the New World Order. I don't think Germans run it or Chinese.
You.
I think evil people run it.
Right.
But definitely there are a lot of Zionist influences worldwide that
sure.
that aid a lot of evil movements like the communists and others. And when you criticize it, they go, oh, you're a racist. Well, I'll fight anybody, whether it's the Ku Klux Klan or the ADL. I'll fight anybody that tries to hurt America.
Right on. Okay, 9/11. When I was listening live, somebody called me, turned on the radio. It was all ABC News on every station with the exception of NPR. Might as well have been ABC News, you know, but ABC News had every radio station. Don't know why. This is live. The Pentagon had just been hit, which automatically that was a red flag. You know, that's a paradox in itself. Oh, caught us by surprise, right? So the correspondent for ABC News told the anchor that the reason this could have happened was, and this is a quote, and this was the big tip-off to me, was he said, I was told that it's because this is a democracy. Now, we know it's a republic, not a democracy, but the point is, of course, Washington, D.C. is a democracy. But the point is, it's because of your freedoms that the nerve center of the most powerful military in history is inexplicably defenseless. See, did anybody ever mention
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, well, they've said we can't protect you because you have freedom. Give up your liberty for security. They say this over and over.
But that
and
was
over
a little
again,
bit soon.
Drilling
was...
it into your mind that if you just would accept tyranny, you'd be safe.
Well, that was awful quick, right on the very, 15 minutes after the Pentagon was hit. They're already doing this, and since it was ABC Radio News, it should be a simple matter to track down who that correspondent was and who supposedly told him that.
Well, look, I mean, the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence says that they lie to us. They say they'll use terror to get control of us in their own Northwoods plan. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
One more point about the Supremacy Clause. This is important. They use the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, to justify things that aren't treaties. The treaties have to be made under the authority of the United States, which proceeds from the Constitution, and to be in order to be the supreme law of the land. It says anything in the Constitution or laws of any state, and that's often misread as meaning the it says this Constitution when the Constitution is referring to itself. It's talking
We're
about
kind of stripping around here,
state.
but they claim that they can give up our sovereignty through treaties, and they really can't. Thanks for the call. Any comments to that, Scott?
Well, I think it all plays into the same master plan here. If you look at whether you're talking about foreign troops, as I do in the book, and kind of how that's all being orchestrated, the freedoms that we're all giving up as a people are each day eroding what this nation is all about, and as you know, it's all orchestrated. It's all being done behind the scenes by evil men, as you mentioned earlier in your segment.
One more call, then we're going to spend the rest of this hour on the book, and then we're going to take more calls in the next hour, and I appreciate you staying with us. Joe in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I got more of a comment than a question. Orrin Hatch's obsession with file sharers online, I think actually he's really not concerned about the piracy of software and music. I think he's more afraid of files and videos, information like yours, Alex, than stealing software offline.
Well, Orrin Hatch is a police state, big government pimp, and he claims he's a conservative, the senator from Utah. And Orrin Hatch, it turns out, his website is run, I have this from Wired News, by stolen, pirated $500 software. So he's committing a bigger crime than music file sharing, and he could care less. He's a joke.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, lately I found a couple of your videos online on these file sharing programs, and I think that's really what they're concerned about, because this can get the information spread like a virus.
Well, exactly, and this is what he said. And by the way, there was a bill last year to do this. It isn't like Hatch just pulled this out of a hat. Okay, they're not telling you in the media it's a bill now. They did last year. It's like, oh, what do you think of this idea? The government has a back door, and they admit it's hacking to hack your computers and destroy them if you share any files. See, if you're sharing files with a tier-to-tier system that's got anybody's music or video clips, they want to destroy your computer. So, they want to tax the net, shut it down to control it, and they want to destroy any of the major meeting places where millions of people go to share files, which is also starting to rival the mainstream media. See, they're panicking. They've got to move now because the alternative media is hurting them so bad. It was like the Gallup poll a month ago. Only 32% of the country trust the mainstream media. 80-plus% trust the alternative media, at least to give them more unbiased or a wider range of information. So they're losing all their credibility right now. Any comments to that, Scott?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought up the subject, and it's a great call, because I think this is the point. The point is they want to control information. They don't want people like Alex Jones or myself out there talking about this, because then more people will become educated, more people will understand what the steps that are being taken to destroy our freedoms. And if that's done, then that puts a big crimp in their plan, and they have to change their plans and perhaps fight some of us on the streets. And so if they can control every aspect of communications, then certainly we're going to be in a whole heck of a lot more trouble, because we're not going to be able to get your videos and my book and some even the blogs you see out there, some of the people who are writing the truth. They want to figure out ways to use the technology against us and to shut us down.
And Europe's moving. The UN claims they own all domain names. Europe's about to create a huge tax. That'll then tax the net here. They're unifying the system. States are moving. New York's moving to tax the net. So it's happening right now, folks. All right, anything else, Joe? All right, that's it. He made his point. Getting into your book, breaking it down, the evidence of foreign troops massing, foreign troops, Mexican troops shooting our Border Patrol, killing them, that's admitted. the deals to bring foreign troops in that have now been signed as of last year. Army War College in 99 talked about it. Now they're doing it. A breakdown, how you started studying the book. And then, but first off, you said you've been threatened over this book now. In what form do those threats come from?
Primarily they come via email or telephone. I've gotten telephone now. I have an unlisted number, the whole deal. So you know that there's, we all know, Alex, I'm sure you better than anyone.
Mr. Goldbridson, you need to stop your activities right now.
Well, and there's some wackos out there who just find your name because you have some notoriety and they try to do whatever. But you know, some more of these threats are more serious. They come very cryptic. And they're followed by a lot of technical issues with my PC, which is a brand new PC, and I'm a pretty technologically advanced guy, so I know what's going on. And so when that happens, you get a lot of, you know, why are you saying these things? You're better off being quiet, especially if you love your children, and those types of threats that come my way. I've been followed, especially during the researching of the book, as I was going back and forth between Mexico and the United States. Strange things happen. Now, I had the whole iris scan issue when I tried to come across the border. And this was previous to 9/11.
All this stuff was set up before. They just announced it after 9/11.
Yeah, it's amazing how they rolled it out 2 days later, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, notice our government has time to have agents bugging you because you're trying to expose how they're setting up a red dawn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the agents, you know, the way the book's broken down really is kind of in three parts that are, and it's kind of back and forth on it, is I have the sources that told me about what was happening. These are great men and women of the Customs Service, of the Border Patrol, the U.S. Navy, U.S. Marines, and some people in Washington. But also what I did for people, because what I tried to look back at how I came into the information and how I was kind of naive to all that was happening, and what I decided to do was give some history. Because when I talk to people about Mexico, and for example, why would Mexico sell us out? A lot of people have a hard time believing that, Alex. And the reason is we're always, you live in Texas, I live in California, we always hear these ads on the radio about our friendly neighbor to the south, and it's great to come to Mexico because you can go on vacation.
But we've got really Fox and all of them saying this is Mexico. Fortune 500 funds the textbook saying it's Mexico.
Right.
They got the organizations that say everyone's going to be pushed out of here from Texas to California. I mean, that's public.
Yeah, absolutely. But people, again, they're getting spoon-fed this news by certain news sources, and so they accept it, and they have a hard time. So one of the things I wanted to do, I set out in this first book, and we're going to do more, is saying, look, here is why Mexico plays into this and why they have no problem selling us down the river, and that is they've never come to grips, nor they've always felt that the treaty was done illegally and that they still own California.
Guadalupe Hidalgo, but again, I want to make a key point. D.C. and New York, and you can see the list of them, fund this movement to break the U.S. up into a Pan-American Union, put peacekeepers in to the race war that they're engineering.
That's right, and I mentioned that in the book too. I talk about how NAFTA played into NAFTA, obviously one of the major steps in making the Pan-American, or as I called it, the North American Union, occur. And Vicente Fox, as you know, big world order guy, new world order guy, and he's all for it. He wants to. You look at his public statements. I have many of them on my website and in the book about he wants no borders. He thinks he's looking at the European Union, watching it closely, and that's exactly what he wants. And so when people look at Mexico, I'm telling them not to look at just illegal immigrants coming across the borders trying to pick tomatoes or strawberries and make a better life for themselves.
Yeah, they're just the tools.
What's really underneath it.
They're just the tools to also drive down the wages, menialize the society.
Right. And one of the and I know you've talked about this in the past, and what Tom Tancredo, the congressman from Colorado, and I talked a lot about, and that was when he went to Russia, he met with basically what is the equivalent of the head of the Border Patrol for Russia. And what he told them was, look, what the Chinese are doing, now he was talking about the Chinese in particular, what they're doing is they've instituted what they call moving borders with people. And so what they do is through illegal immigration, they basically move the borders without people even realizing what's happening. And so I think we're seeing some of that. You add in the fact that we have all these foreign troops already on our soil, as you've documented, as a lot of people have documented over the past 15, 20 years. Then you look also at the fact that the flood of illegal immigration and how it's increasing. And not only is it increasing from Mexico, but Asian, Central American, Middle Eastern people, what they call other than Mexicans, are streaming over the border in droves every single day. And you can see this moving borders with people scenario playing into the overall picture here.
And And the UN also calls for all of that. The United Nations calls for a borderless world.
Sure. And the United Nations, as you know, in Mexico particularly, and I have some of these. They're not. They didn't make it in this book, but they'll be documented in my next book. And that's these campaigns that they have all over the world, but also in Mexico, telling mothers in Mexico in Spanish language documents, if you're pregnant, you can get better care in the United States. Go over the border, even if you're arrested. Because they know that once they cross over the border, the way our system is set up, that people can have a child here and the child becomes a citizen of the United States and their medical costs are zero, but they cost
us. And our government wants it because these uneducated, ignorant people that don't know about freedom will vote for gun control, vote for bigger government, and it's somebody to pay into the Social Security system. So it's elaborate. Both parties are involved in it.
Yes.
Despite the fact that 80%+ of American people, regardless of race, are against the open borders.
That's right. And plus, you talk a lot about in your work about the dumbing down of America, correct? And part of that is bringing in illegal immigrants who have no education. They come from third world countries where they have maybe a second, third grade education if they're lucky. And again, those people are going to remember those that allow them to come into this country, which allows the people in power, the people on both sides of the aisle, if you will, who want to take control, want to continue to erode our freedoms here in this nation.
You also get into specifics, your eyewitnesses in the Border Patrol, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, with the foreign troops. This is all documented. It's coming up with our guest. He's the author of The Silent Invasion. I'm your host, Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. More calls coming up as well. Stay with us. Alex Jones. Appreciate him joining us. We're about to go to Mike and Bob and others that are patiently holding. If you'd like to talk to our guests, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I know it's scary to talk about this type of stuff, and believe me, 6-7 years ago, people called me and warned me about this. I didn't believe it. I have AP Reuters. I've been to the places with the Marines training with foreign troops, with the role players screaming, I'm an American, please no, not the camp. It's in Police State 2000. It's in the takeover. I mean, back in 99, I was witnessing this. It's happening, people. It's happening right now. It is so bizarre. You know, they deny that we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, the law that stopped the military from enforcing laws on the streets. Now they admit they're getting rid of it. It's all happening. So please get involved in the fight now. I mean, if this thing comes to fruition, it doesn't matter if you serve them or fight them. They're going to take your pension funds. You think 7 million people in prison is a lot? It's going to be a lot more than that. They're making us prisoners, people. It's happening to America. And the neocons won't talk about it. It's all about Hillary Clinton's stupid book. Making her money. That's all they do. It's a joke. The socialists, the big government people, took over by claiming they were conservatives, and they aren't. I'm so sick of people being fooled by them. Scott, continuing, the eyewitness reports in your book, not just the news stories, what type of stuff are Border Patrol agents and Coast Guard and others seeing?
Well, particularly the Border Patrol folks, what they're telling me is they're being attacked constantly. This is not something you'll see it sneak into the papers every once in a while, especially Texas, Arizona, and California, and New Mexico as well, about these little incursions, what they call mistakes by Mexican military who are trying to control the spread of drugs through the border region. But in reality, what the agents are telling me is, no, these are soldiers. They're not only soldiers from Mexico, but there's Asian soldiers. There's Eastern Europeans that are firing on them, and they're taking sniper positions on them.
Well,
one of the things
officers are dying, and
yes.
Our government's ordered them not to pursue. They'll be 20 miles over the border. They kill federal agents. Forest workers, Border Patrol, INS people, and this is part of a program. Continuing.
That's right, and that's the frustration that I feel from the Border Patrol folks and what they've all joined together. And they have to do this in secret, by the way. I mean, these people, the reason in the book, too, the only reason they would agree to talk to me on the record, so to speak, was by changing their names. They would not have me pinpoint their locations or use their names in the book because they feel for their safety and their lives, and
well,
many of them have been threatened.
My father's a dentist, and one of the top Border Patrol people is his patient.
Mm-hmm.
My dad brought this up to him about the foreign troops getting shot at the bounties, and he said, oh, yeah, it's all true.
Yeah.
It's foreign troops massed down there, Chinese, Russian, Czechoslovakian.
That's right. And they have encampments all over the Southwest. And in the book, I concentrate primarily on what's happening in Baja California, right near me, near San Diego. And, you know, I had Tijuana police officers who are not necessarily known for their ethical behavior, so to speak, but I had a couple of good guys there who've encountered these people, who've done runs for their superior officers in bringing supplies out to Cuban soldiers and Chinese soldiers who are camped out in the middle of the desert and who are constantly testing the reaction times of law enforcement and our military as it comes across. Not only that, Alex, I have naval aviators who have told me that they have been told not to fly over certain areas, even though they've reported seeing movements of troop personnel that are not, I repeat, not Mexican materials or vehicles, but those that are used in North Korea and China. And they've been told to stay away from these areas. I mean, these are naval aviators. These are not guys just flying little Cessnas by, you know. These are people who are very well educated, very high up in the command of the Naval Aviation Corps.
And when they give the word, the illegals are going to burn down the Southwest cities, and the feds aren't going to come arrest them. They're going to come arrest you, folks. And they're going to tell you the foreign troops are your saviors. Third hour coming up.
Thanks.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The silent invasion. Scott Gulbranson. The mainstream media has ignored what's happening on the border. It's about time someone talked about what's happening down there. Congressman Tom Tancredo. Could the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 be just a precursor to something far bigger? In his new book, The Silent Invasion, Arthur Scott Gulbranson explores the shocking revelations of what really going on near our border with Mexico. Could Chinese, Cuban, and North Korean troops be training for an invasion of the United States through Mexico? With eyewitness accounts and a tireless investigation, the author blows the lid off the story of the century. Border Patrol agents, customs officers, and military sources tell the author the shocking details of what could be the silent invasion of the United States. Now, this is Reuters, AP. I've been on the ground, witness Marines with foreign troops, Czech and others, training to take your guns. Last year they signed the deal to bring Canadian and Mexican troops in here to, quote, deal with American terrorists. 3.5 years ago when Clinton set the forest fires in the West, the mainstream media admits they brought in U.N. troops to help fight them. I have this in my films, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Police State 2000, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. We've got a link to Scott's website at Infowars.com with a lot of key information. Now we have Michael and Bob and others holding. If you'd like to join us on air in this third hour, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Truth is stranger than fiction, and yes, it is happening here. My friends, we've got to have courage and speak out and stand up against this, and I think that's starting to happen. Scott, continuing with the eyewitness reports of naval aviators told not to fly over these areas, the foreign troops shooting at our Border Patrol, not just Mexican, but Czechoslovakian, Russian, Chinese, Cuban, North Korean. Going over all this, your eyewitnesses, let's talk about that, and then in the next segment we'll start going back to calls.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, what's disturbing, too, is the customs people that I've talked to working at Otay Mesa, which is the busiest port in the country as far as trucks coming across. They are telling me that they will suddenly be what they call the line, the inspection line of the agents who inspect the trucks that come through from Mexico. After NAFTA, that was loosened up a lot, and recently President Bush allowed trucks to come across and actually rail cars as well, uninspected. And so what's happening is they've told me that they've been out on the line trucks will come across and of a suspicious nature. Suddenly there will be officers that have come out they've never seen before. Now, these people are very close. They all work together every day, a lot of times in dangerous situations, so they know each other very well. Suddenly, guys and women will walk out, agents will walk out they've never seen before, and will relieve them and say, go inside, take a break. And suddenly trucks are waved through.
Now, that's not, and they've been caught before, that's not just foreign troops or weapons, it's cocaine and heroin.
Oh, yeah, it's everything. I mean, I had one of the agents told me that they inspected a truck was full of ammunition, Chinese ammunition and weapons. And his supervisor...
That's the LA Times, you know, I have a 96 article, they caught the communist military giving fully automatics to street gangs.
Yes. And so these weapons are coming across, they're inspected, good agents are finding them and trying to stop them, and they're told, no, well, you know, let it go through, don't worry about it, don't worry, you don't have to worry, just let us handle this, and it's let through. And these agents, the ones who have complained, find themselves out of a job, or worse. And so you got to wonder what's happening there, especially with the fact that, as you know, communist Chinese control the ports in Mexico now, everywhere from Ensenada, which is only 80 miles
and
south.
And they have the Panama Canal given to them by our government in 2000, and they've got Long Beach, and they're trying to get the port of Boston.
Yeah, port of Boston, exactly, through Costco, absolutely.
And all so, right, stay there, Scott. I want to get back into this because some stations carry the news right now. I want to go back into this and talk about an AP report 2 years ago where they caught this 18-wheeler full of cocaine. Special federal forces showed up, took it, said, don't worry about the drugs. That was in our paper here in Austin. Folks, they're bringing the narcotics in. They won't stop them at the border, but they'll bust your door down. See, this is about the police state. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To all points of the compass, north, south, east, and west, the chair is against the wall. We are in occupied territory. We are the banished constitutional republic under National Security Act dictatorship owned by the private central banks. They are the enemy combatants. They are those overthrowing our republic and setting up a nightmare prison state economy. They are massing foreign troops, publicly admitting they're here to, quote, deal with American terrorists. They're taking former KGB chiefs and putting them into Homeland Security publicly. They're expanding almost every federal agency, tripling the size of the BATF. Announcing secret arrest of citizens for no reason. Every year I see articles in Texas where the Border Patrol catches giant truckloads, 18-wheeler loads full of cocaine. They described in the local paper, the Austin American-Statesman, special federal police magically show up, take the loads of cocaine, release the drivers, and they watch the truck drive off. Massive cocaine and heroin dealing run from the highest levels of government. Then through the crisis the narcotics create by having them be illegal, 9 out of 10 crimes are drug-related. They then have militarized police that bust down your door at 4 a.m. in the morning that kill you and your family or your dogs or cats. They're packing your children into the prisons. It's a sickening, disgusting joke to bring down America, and we know that the British government uses the Chinese military, this is BBC, in Sudan to run BP's oil wells. We know that they, our government, publicly gave the communist Chinese military control of the Panama Canal, didn't even try to get a bid in on it. They run that. They've given them the West Coast and East Coast ports. They're massing in Mexico. The Fortune 500, all the big Fortune 500, I mean, they're all on there funding La Reconquista, Mecha, La Raza. La Raza means the race. Funding this breakup of the Southwest, creating kind of a French separatist movement in the Southwest, but with Hispanics. There's at least 25 to 30 million illegals, perhaps higher. It's not 10 million like they say. They're legalizing that, setting up the breakup of America inside the Pan-American Union. They publicly said that Florida will be part of the Caribbean Union merging into the Pan-American Union. This is all public. They have reported, as of last year, Toronto Star, National Post, Washington Post, AP, Reuters, it's in my new films, the deals to use foreign Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. Now, we're talking to a writer who has written for USA Today and many other publications. And he's Scott Galbrandson. He's a former print journalist and current public relations professional for one of America's top software companies. The Silent Invasion is his second book, along the 2001 release of his first novel, The Broken Election. Galbrandson has extensive experience as both a writer and broadcaster, hosting local and national radio programs, providing college football coverage for USA Today. Goes on, he is a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where he's earned his bachelor's degree in communications. And, of course, he's also a political scientist and a father of two happily married in San Diego, California, where the communist Chinese have taken over. And where they caught him shipping in fully automatic AK-47s and heroin, and the government shut that down. So you got criminals running the government. They're going to use foreign troops to take control of you and your family. I have the Washington Times from last year where they said that illegal aliens can now join the military, not just from Mexico, but Poland and other countries. And they said if they're aggravated felons, that's fine. And the Washington Times listed rape, child abuse, armed robbery. That's who they're hiring, not just foreigners, but criminals. The exact thing Stalin did. Scott, talking about the eyewitness accounts of Border Patrol, INS, Marines, Coast Guard, Navy, naval aviators. Tell us what you're seeing. Break it down, and we'll go to these calls. Some of the documented stories of how the special troops show up and say, leave these trucks alone, and they drive on through. Break that down for the listeners.
Sure. We had an agent who found actually a truck driven by a North Korean gentleman coming across with what appeared to be not only huge stockpiles of ammunition, but also shoulder-launched missiles coming across. He was told to step back and allow someone who flashed a national security paper at him and was then carted off not to be seen again. He was not seen by his employers, his fellow employees, when his fellow employees who had all joined together with him and had been meeting secretly to talk about the things they had seen, called his apartment. The number was gone, and went to his apartment to find out where he was. He was suddenly had moved out in the middle of the night and left the deposit money and was just gone. So you see people who are coming across certain things disappear. One of the other agents portrayed in my book died of a mysterious car accident. This woman was a longtime veteran on the customs force who was not a drinker, was a person who believed that upholding the law was the most important thing in her life. On a foggy morning in San Diego, early morning, crashed into a tree. Suddenly there's alcohol over the place, and it was deemed that she was drunk. And I knew this person very well, and she was a source, one of the bigger sources on my book.
What do the other police officers, they just say, okay, they're killing us, we're going to stop now, we're going to let the criminals do this. What they should do is when these people show up and say, let the drugs go through, arrest them, call the media, and expose all this, that they're going to keep getting whacked like this.
Right, and that's, you know, a lot of them are doing, most of them have not come out publicly to do that. There are a few that have, and you probably know who they are. But for the most part, they feel as though being stealth with it so far is the best way to go, and they're trying.
That's totally insane.
Well, yeah, but they're trying to do it, and you can somewhat understand these people are in fear, and I don't know that they feel as though they can come out and not be killed immediately. I mean,
well,
that's the sense I'm getting,
them,
and that's why they talk to people like myself and say, "Hey, listen, here's what's going on. Let's get it out there." But I do have a few of them, Alex, and I'd be more than happy to, at a later time, you know, get them on the air.
Well, sure, I've talked to a lot of these people, and
yeah,
it's been in the news here or there, you know, where they're all complaining, hey, this truck was full of cocaine, and these feds showed up and took it away, and,
right,
you know, they caught the Dallas lockers doing that, and they
mm-hmm.
caught the crime lab in Houston doing it, and there's corruption everywhere, and they killed some cops who were investigating the Oklahoma City bombing the feds were involved in. Now, from my evidence, usually when it's Chinese or North Korean or Iraqis, these are actually CIA operatives, a dummy army to have a fake attack. Did you ever come across that information?
Oh, sure. You know, it's all over the place. And I think where I believe, and maybe, again, because I'm an optimist, maybe I'm thinking this a little too much from that perspective, but I believe we're on the crux of some people really coming forward and shedding some light, some people turning around and doing exactly what you say, and calling the media and understanding that there are some of us out there who will support them and what they're doing and publicize what's happening. But still, these people are so afraid. I mean, I have some people who I would talk to, and then they would get so freaked out by threats or whatnot that they wouldn't talk to me again. And I have not heard from some of those people. But continually, over time, Alex, I have people coming to me weekly who now want to share more information with me.
But you've got this border. Yeah, they can't kill us all. You've got the Border Patrol. They see the feds come and grab this person and take them away, and they disappear. They need to go public. Where is this person? See, and under Homeland Security, for any misdemeanor, you can be secretly arrested, secretly executed, and they're saying, the Justice Department said last week, this will be used for citizens. Instead of cowering, everybody going, oh, we better shut up then. It's a tiny cabal, a few thousand hitmen, a few thousand controllers, folks. And if we all stand up, they cannot get away with this. But if we lay down, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And we've got to be willing. We have the freedom we have the liberty we have, because people were willing to fight and die and to stand up against the Benedict Arnolds.
Well, that's exactly what we have to do, Alex. You know, I have a lot of people who write me and they say, you're risking a lot. You have a family. And I said, yes, I do. But this is worth the risk. We have to fight for our country. I mean, if there's anything you can learn about how our country was founded, that is that people were willing to give their lives, and that's where I'm at. I'm at the point now where I need to publicize. I need to know I need people to understand what's going on and let them know before it's too late, because we're getting to the point, Alex, where it's going to be too late.
Well, it's just totally nuts. I mean, it's official now. And, folks, when you study how evil the globalists are and you see what they're setting up, it is self-preservation to fight it. And it's instinctive. People say, oh, we have all this courage. But folks, it's instinctive. It isn't a question. There isn't a question of should I stop, should I back off. Because I love my family, I love this country, and it's so alien to me to lay down to evil. I mean, when they catch the UN kidnapping 200,000 women and children with DynCorp, and it's admitted and it comes out in court, and nothing happens. I mean, they're grabbing little kids, people, that they run every evil thing you can imagine. And we can't just sit here and let them do this anymore.
Alex, you know what? That's a great point.
Somebody's got to point out that Nero and the pack of criminals, and I'm talking about above Bush, this Nero-like system, mm-hmm. is totally criminally insane, and they've gone off their rockers, and they just they're going wild right now, Scott.
That's right. And the way I talk about it, excuse me for using a football analogy, but since you're in Austin, I'm sure that a lot of people
are sudden death overtime.
And that is worth. This is a 2-minute warning. I mean, we got 2 minutes to go. It's not a lot of time. We got a lot to do. And not only that, but I had one of the sources in my book. I got in a blowout with him one time because he was very afraid, didn't want to come forward with some information. I said, look. And he said, look, they're going to kill my kids. I said, you know what? They're going to kill your kids anyway. So let me tell you, either you're going to fight and get more people on your side, let people know what's happening so that we can all come together as a country as we have in the past and fight this so that our kids have something to live for.
Well, it's like Jennifer Flowers. She got on national TV and said Clinton's had people killed. And Matthews goes, well, why aren't you that? She goes, because I'm on TV talking about it.
That's right.
You're not safe creeping around in the shadows.
No. And that's my main project right now is a lot of the people you met in the first book and some of the people that we didn't have enough room to put in the first one. These are the people that I want to come forward, because if they come forward, Alex, I mean, you talk about blowing the lid off some of these things. I mean, these are some people who, especially with some of these aviators that I know in the military and some other military folks, I mean, these are people so well respected that if they came out and said, look, here's what I've seen, there's no way you can dismiss it. These people's records
are... Well, people have got You gain your life by being willing to give it up, folks.
That's
the Bible says. And I'm ready to die. I don't want to die, but I am at peace with it. Humanity is worth it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I was just talking to the author, our guest, and he was talking about how one of the cases of one of the customs officers on the scene, on the job, taken away by the feds, were asking questions, never seen again, moved out in the middle of the night, and never seen again. Rick Cruz, Customs, and Scott brought this to the L.A. Times, and the editor said no with the story. So now we can have federal officers just disappearing. And they're already getting killed left and right, shot by the troops, and then nothing's done. It's hardly in the news. This is disgusting, isn't it? Scott.
The one thing about it is you try to bring it up, you try to get it out to the mainstream, and a lot of these mainstream people are either in on it or they think you're so out of left field that you're insane. And I have some friends and acquaintances who I no longer associate with because when I started working on this, they turn on you and they say you're insane, you're crazy, what are you talking about? I mean, these are people I knew for a long time. And so I think these are the ways they try to control you.
Well, that's their fear, too. They don't want to admit the government's corrupt and powerful. It's like in the movie The Godfather, when the guy's wife says, oh, you know, presidents and senators don't have people killed. Don't be naive. And he goes, now who's being naive?
That's right.
You know, I mean, there's this massive mindlessness, and that's what allows this evil to breed. But notice, you're the author of the book. You're okay. And you told me that four of the people you interviewed have been whacked out, killed, heads cut off. You know, it's like Arkansas up there in Arkansas. We've got to stand up. We've got to speak out, because then it doesn't profit them to kill us, because that just makes our work that much more powerful.
No, but in many ways, and I shared some of the things off the air as far as the threats that I've received, but I've also had for several weeks the funds in my bank account disappeared. Just gone. All my liquid assets were gone. Bank could not explain what happened. Eventually it got back, but I'll tell you what, for 2 weeks I was in a whole heap of a lot of trouble with a lot of people, because suddenly I had no money. And I think it's things like that where they send you simple signs that are like, look, well, yeah, we're not going to take you out because now you're out there. People know who you are. You're public. And if you were to suddenly die a mysterious death, there'd be questions. But certainly,
well,
we can make your life
difficult.
Well,
I want to say it on the record.
What's that?
I want to say it on the record. You know, people, you save your life by being willing to give it up. And, you know, it's dangerous to get in your cars. You know, we're all going to die. Why not stand up and be part of history and stand up against these criminals? I mean, you know, the most cowardly person sees a man with a gun to a woman's head and a little, you know, little 110-pound guy will run over and take it away from the big guy. We all have this in us. We could go to foreign shores and be shot at for the bankers. Why couldn't we fight here in the information war against those that are overthrowing America? And the one time I really got death threatened, I had a federal guy on a talk show Friday night with Sheriff Mack say that threatened my life, and that was out in the public. Yeah. This guy's an admitted fed, and he called up and said, I hope you get it. And Sheriff Mack was just blown away by it. So now they're getting, you know, pretty arrogant, but I don't know if that was just a side guy kind of flipping out. But, you know, when I was on Sheriff Mack's show, this guy calls in who they all know and says this. But when I was rebuilding the Branch Davidian Church as a memorial, bringing evidence that the judge was corrupt, that he wasn't going to allow a jury in the civil trial, I got the voice changer calls.
Oh, yeah.
You've gotten those?
Oh, I've gotten those. Not only do I get them, but they usually come.
Scott, this is a very serious issue you're involved in.
Yeah, I get them.
If you care about your family, it's time to back off now.
Well, the more disturbing ones have come when I'm on my cell phone and they cut in. You're on a clear cell phone call and suddenly another voice is there telling you, what you're doing is not good for the country.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is what a lot of them say. Yeah, we're hit, man. Yeah, we do stuff. We got to be more hardcore than the commies to defeat them.
Yeah.
We got to bring the narcotics in. We got to do this. We're doing it to be tougher than the enemy. And that's their sick argument. It's such a mental con game.
That's right.
What you're doing's not good for the country. Yeah. Let us keep shipping our heroin and cocaine in, boy.
Well,
we want to turn your daughters into crack whores.
So that's, Alex, that's the thing. You talked about people who are kind of out there and they're mindless. Yeah, this is something that's been going on for decades. And the fact that our kids are being desensitized to certain things. I mean, you look at the fads going on now, people splitting their tongues like a serpent. I mean, some of these things just blow my mind.
Well, they're telling us torture's good on the nightly news.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you see this just permeating our society. You see the gun control fanatics and what they're trying to do. And I believe that the school shootings are all part of that. I mean, who wants kids to shoot themselves, right? Very easy for...
Well, they now admit Ritalin and Prozac are causing it.
Yes. I heard your show the other day on where you're talking
about mainstream admissions. Well, look, they're not going to get away with it. Most important thing is to expose that they're the terrorists.
That's it.
And this is not our legitimate government. We will come back and go right to Michael, Bob, Dan, and others. Toll free number to join is us on air, 800-259-9231. If you lay down like a jellyfish, we'll get walked on. You got to stand up and be men and women out there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What will a bully do, a sinister bully, a sadistic bully, bred on generations of lies and evil and corruption, who loves to persecute the innocent, slaughter the meek, enslave and poison the society? They'll run all over you. You've got to stand up to these thugs. Their insanity is just totally and completely out of control. Everything they claim to be, they're the opposite. And they're destroying America. That's their job. That's their goal. Wrapping it in this thin veil of, oh, they're trying to save America. We're talking to Scott Gulbranson, and former writer for USA Today. He is in public relations for Fortune 500, one of the big software companies. And he's here with us today. And we're talking about very, very serious issues. But you need to understand something. I was talking about the threats I've received over the years. Really, one of the latest ones was last year when I was out in L.A. taping the Conspiracy Zone, and then we all had our own dressing rooms. But right off the main floor of the stage, right before we went on, I went in a bathroom, a communal bathroom, larger one, and there was Lionel Chetwin, the guy that just made a made-for-TV movie where Bush is the big hero. He's the head of Bush's committee that's taken over the media, humanity and arts, with the propaganda. He goes, he looks at me and he goes, "You're Alex Jones," bugs his eyes out, makes a fist, points his finger and says, "We're going to get you." I followed him out and I said, "Chetwin says he's going to get me in front of some of the staff." And he goes, "Oh, I'm just joking." So that's on the record. And Chetwin's heard about this and had his people get in contact, but after I called up the witnesses and had them talk to him, he shut up and said, "Okay, I'm sorry, I was just joking." Well, if anything happens to me, so this is important to be out in the open. I'm in good shape. If I die of a heart attack at 29 or an automobile accident or they claim I commit suicide, I will never commit suicide. But see, they probably won't do this to me, but if they do, that's fine because it waters the tree of liberty. They know it backfires, probably, while they probably haven't chosen to, even though they'd like to. Which shows me they're still being pretty icy about their business because they don't like what we're doing. The more of us that stand up, the better off we are. But as we were just talking to Scott, some of the Customs and Border Patrol people and two of the Mexican officers he talked to that exposed this, well, they're found with their heads cut off or they're never seen again after being grabbed by the feds. So this is the snatch and grab. And you notice when the media talks about people being arrested under Patriot Act, they never mention citizens, though they did admit it last week. This is to be used for everything. Scott, well, we're going to win this fight, my friend.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I think there's good days and bad days where I feel as though the swell is too large and the people in this country for some reason don't care. But I know there's enough of them out there. I hear from them. I mean, I get hundreds and hundreds of emails a week of people telling me, "Yeah, you know, I've seen this. I'm down in New Mexico, or I'm up in Buffalo, New York, and I know what's going on the border."
Well, they had a drill last year, well, led by UN armored vehicles from Southern California into Northern Nevada. It was on the news, armored convoys of U.N. vehicles in a, quote, U.N. drill. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. I have seen personally with my own eyes U.N. vehicles near the Marine Corps Air Station Miramar here right in San Diego. Seen the white Humvees.
Well, I would say to the government's hitmen and their goons and their analysts and their psychiatrists and their social engineers and architects and political scientists, I know they take you when they get you into this, and they have you do some hits on some communists, some drug dealers first, some Muslims overseas, and then, oh, next, it's this guy in the NSA, he's bad, he released information, we can't have this in the press, then later you find out it was a patriot, you whack. And they take you to Hawaii and let you meet the guys that are, you know, 75 that were doing this when they were 30, and, oh, you're going to be like this, and you're going to be taken care of, And then now you still have this envelope psychologically of, oh, this is to save America. A lot of you are just sadistic killers, and we know that. But a lot of you have been sucked into this, and you're in your million-dollar house, and no one questions why on your $100,000 or $80,000 year job you have this million-dollar house and the big jet boats and the house in the country, and that's all this means to you. Have some courage, have some humanity. I pray that God will knock you off your horse like Saul of Tarsus, and you'll wake up and become Paul. And because I know a lot of this has happened, and you need to do it now. Do you see where I'm going with this, Scott?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's some of them over there that will. Will all of them? Of course not. As you mentioned, a lot of them are sadistic people who are plain and simple, Alex, evil. There is good and evil in this world. A lot of people don't believe that, but you and I know it's true.
But a lot of them were seduced by literally the dark side.
Oh, sure.
It was that journey they were seduced into.
Yeah, it's not only that, but then there's files of the skeletons in the closet that these organizations use against these people to make sure that they don't speak out. And if they're not, then they're just taken out. But there are some who are brave souls who believe in America, and I believe that those people will be instrumental in turning the tide. It's just a matter of getting enough of us there so that they feel as though they have the support and the people behind them. And once we do that, then I think you'll start to see some movement, see some of these people come out. And
all right, let's take some calls. Mike in New York, then Bob, Dan, Emmett, and others. Go ahead, Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Hey, how are you doing, Scott?
Hey there.
You were talking about the borders and all that. You didn't mention the MENA airport in Arkansas, and actually the proposed airport in Northwest Arkansas. The Free Trade Organization and all those free trade centers are basically what transfer all their goods, aka cocaine and heroin and all the weapons. I think you are you aware of that?
I've heard. Obviously, especially the people I know in customs tell me about those things, but they're far more widespread than
oh
than
yeah,
just
they're
those.
Texas.
They're Texas all over. I mean, the Southwest is a major staging area, as Alex will tell you as well. But it's all over the place. It's in places like Kansas, Nebraska. It's in places like Colorado, Montana, all over the place. They're encircling the whole country, and they've done a good job of it so far.
Right. That's with J.B. Hunt and Walmart.
Well, I don't get into that, sir, but we can't prove that. We can't prove foreign troops and government drug dealing, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else, Mike?
And also it ties in with the Red Chinese secret police that are in the United States as well.
Well, that's public now. You know, we
yep.
have the former KGB running Homeland Security.
Yep. Now the three KGB members that are now supposedly proposing for Homeland Security measures and working with them, with Ashcroft.
Well, and Mike, the Chinese angle is interesting, too, because I had one of the sources in my book is an older Chinese gentleman who came to this country. He was trying to flee tyranny from communist China, came to join his daughter and son-in-law here in the United States. To only find out that they are actually Chinese sympathizers and are allowing illegal Chinese immigrants and who knows exactly who they are coming into their house, giving them clothing, and they come in the middle of the night, take a shower, sleep, eat something, and they're gone in the morning.
And for every 1,000 cases, you hear about the one bust when an 18-wheeler bust open full of dead illegals. They're condoning, sanctioning the whole thing. They just do selective busts to make you think they're doing something. It's like the cop in Tulia, Texas, framing the 46 people, pointing to 90-year sentences, and now it turns out the whole thing was made up. No drugs were found.
That's right.
I mean, this is massive, people. And, you've never fought them. You've served them. You're a government bureaucrat. They'll put you in prison for no reason. It's to feed this giant prison slave economy.
That's right, Alex. It's also an example where the Wang Zheng, who's actually the head of the China, secret Chinese police, was working with Clinton in the 90s.
Well, they say Clinton. Clinton's just a puppet. I mean, they say Clinton gave nuclear reactors in North Korea, and he's a traitor. But all it is Donald Rumsfeld was on the board doing the actual transfer. They're all together.
Yeah,
the neocons are on TV making Hillary money talking about her book.
The Democrats want to divide and group everybody, while the neoconservatives, so a.k.a. Republicans, want to divide and conquer.
That's it. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Bob in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I got two incidents, one confirmed, one not confirmed. The day after 9/11, on 9/12, Bush stands up in front of the American people and tells them that our pals with NATO have loaned us an AWACS aircraft. I just found that, it really was repulsive.
Well, that was all part of conditioning. That's in the Road to Tyranny. Not one, six AWACS, and then 56 Norwegian F-16s. Again, that's how they break the ice for the foreign troop takeover. Any comments to that, Scott?
Well, that's right. We saw Mexican military patrolling the coast of Southern California right after 9/11 as well. I mean, coming in, as far as coming to San Diego Harbor, which is one of the most sensitive naval ports in the country. So certainly it's all about conditioning. It's about getting us ready for the international forces who will soon be in our own nation, or already here, but will soon be taking over.
Saving us after the bio attack.
Exactly.
The other issue was a friend of mine, dear friend of mine, that spent about 14 years in the Air Force and was stationed at K.I. Sawyer up in the UP of Michigan. Late one night, multiple C-130s land. Now, the Air Force security doctrine on base is you never guard an aircraft on the flight line. Well, out jumps a bunch of guys in trench coats and Uzis guarding these aircraft. And he just found it incredibly strange. Well, the next thing that happened is the gates come down in the back and the big white stretch vans come pulling up, and off come the brown cardboard boxes wrapped in tape that are about 2x2 square. Now, what's in the boxes? Real simple.
Sir, the AP's reported they catch trucks full of cocaine, special feds show up, flash national security badges, just what our guest was saying, and they offload. This is when Border Patrol finds cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
They call the feds, special feds show up, flash national security badges, take the drugs. It's never in the news. Everything's shut down.
Alex, I have one other question. It's kind of off topic, and I want you to bring it up later. The issue of Ralph Nader running for the Republican nomination. And I'll sign off. Thanks.
Well, maybe I'm showing my ignorance. Was this announced?
Yes, it was on Fox News yesterday, and also there's a real strange article on Fox's website about it if you search Ralph Nader under Fox News.
Ralph Nader's on their side. He's loyal opposition.
Think so, huh?
I know so, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yep, bye.
Appreciate it. Any comments to that, Scott?
Well, you talked about the C-130s, and I get reports actually a lot from Texas and New Mexico of these C-130s flying, you know, just a couple hundred feet off the deck with fighter escorts, everything. I mean, it's happening more and more. We're seeing it all over the place. And that's why I don't think people have an excuse anymore, Alex. I mean, it's all out there. You constantly harp on it, and that is, look at AP, look at Reuters, look at all the major news wires, look at international news. It's all there. People, all you have to do is look. Go look for yourselves. You'll find it.
Let me read this article. Let me find it. It says, this is London Independent. Afghanistan regains its title as world's biggest heroin dealer. By Andy McSmith, political editor. Afghanistan is still the source of almost all the heroin sold in London, even though Britain has poured millions into trying to stamp out the war-wrecked country's resurgent drugs production. Yeah, that's to stop any cowboys that try to grow their own. Opium poppies are springing up in the plains to the mountains of Afghanistan in far higher quantities than in the final year of the Taliban, which the U.S. and Britain overthrew. So here it is, record production, and now it's all hitting our streets. I mean, give me a break, folks.
Yeah, Alex, I had a DE agent contact me, and after I found out that he was a credible guy, he told me, he said, look, there was no mistake that bin Laden was in Afghanistan. And that we suddenly went into Afghanistan, and where the Russians were bogged down for years trying to fight the Afghanis and the drug lords and the warlords, we suddenly went in, had pretty much of an easy action there, and continue. You know, everyone's wanting to hear a little flare-up that makes it sound like it's still difficult.
Well, the leaders of Taliban and Al-Qaeda were loaded on C-130s and flown out to safety, and the news said,
right.
It was an accident.
That's right, but the reality is that we wanted those fields. We wanted that opium field because it helps... It helps the NWO guys further their cause and get everything ready for what's coming. That's the invasion of the United States.
Incredible, and you've got massive evidence in your book. We're talking to former USA Today writer, and we appreciate Scott Brunsonson joining us. Always end up pronouncing it wrong.
That's all right.
And we really do appreciate him coming on the show. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air.
Good
one. You're on the air with Scott who is fighting the New World Order. Go ahead.
I got a couple of things, but I just wanted to mention, Scott, those things that happened to you with the money and the cell phone, they made a movie, I don't know how long ago, with Will Smith and Gene Hackett.
Enemy of the State.
Yeah, where they took his money away and he had all this trouble. It sounded so familiar.
Yeah, they
that's
they,
what
they
it'll
have
be
a
like under the biometric cashless society control grid.
That's right.
You know, Mr. Goldberg's son has been bad, so this has to happen now.
Right.
Yeah, and it hasn't gotten to that stage, but certainly I can feel some of the pain and relate to the movie a little bit at least.
But anyway, I was watching the local news last night. I don't know. You never mentioned this, Alex. I'm sorry if you did, but they've got a new uniform for the Army now. It looks just like a Darth Vader or uniform.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I saw the new uniform. It was in the Army little postcards that were in restaurants, you know, promoting it. And it's a black visor, black helmet, black combat boots, black armor. It's the same outfit you see the riot police basically
wearing.
That's
what I'm saying.
Well, they're going to be on your streets in black Darth Vader outfits.
Absolutely.
With the KGB running them. Doesn't that sound like freedom to you, Dan?
Yeah.
And the uniforms are made in China.
So what were they saying on this show?
Oh, this is the new sleeker look, and they're not going to be bogged down anymore. The old uniform's too heavy, and they weren't going into the real reason. I mean, not even close. They were using it as an exclusive. It's going to be sleeker.
Oh, well, it's all part of the love. Men in black ski masks were always good guys.
Right. But the other thing I wanted to mention is that, Alex, you know, your drug scenario as far as how much they're bringing in, and, you know, when they lower the economy at the same time, the temptation increases. So more people are going to be tempted into dealing this crime.
Well, they also have to engage in crime to get the money because it's illegal. That jacks the price up. They make more money.
Well, not only that, but now you're getting more people in jail. And ultimately, isn't this just a design to make the whole country third world?
Well, the biggest part of the economy is prisons, and the same people that ship the drugs in own the private prison companies.
Well, then, you know, the next step is to have prisons without prisons. Just everybody going to work at gunpoint like they do in the third world country.
I have Ridge on tape saying they will have troops in all the factories, the stores, everywhere for your safety.
Right. You're going to be at gunpoint. No such thing as even minimum wage. You're just going to get a couple of crumbs to live on.
There's going to be federal retraining. People are going to thank them that after the big crash, they did something to feed us.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's the ultimate plan.
And then there's so many people out of work that farmers and ranchers will have to give their land up to help people move on to it. And so, how dare you not be for the homeland? Just speaking out against this is causing starvation. You're a traitor, Dan.
I know.
All right. We'll talk to Emmett in Canada when we get back and get some final comments. Some of the other stories in the book, The Silent Invasion, by our guest. And Scott Goldberg's son, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. We got information about his book on InfoWars.com, also about Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 911, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and my ninth new film that's out, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, where we chronicle the crimes, the admitted crimes of the globalists that are well above the puppet President Clinton or Bush or John Kerry or whoever's in there. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Find out more about this vital information. Final segment with our guest, Scott Goldberg. I'm Alex Jones, and you better get past your fear, because that fear is going to let the bully knock your teeth out. Stand up against him. Alex Jones.
Thanks for listening.
You better get involved at your city council, your county commissioners. You better get good police chiefs and sheriffs in there. You better get talk shows and websites and access TV shows. You better get my videos and make copies of them. Order the Police State films, all three of them. Get The Road to Tyranny. Make copies. Educate the people. And so it can back the globalists off, or if they go ahead with the next phase of the plan, more people will know the truth, and they're going to fail. Why do they want our guns so bad when we put up with all the bad things that have happened so far peaceably? Because they know, their social architects know, the things they've got planned are so bad, so horrible, that many people will physically fight back. We're trying to overt that. We're trying to expose the enemy combatants, expose the false government, expose the dictatorship of the New World Order. We're trying to do it now and reach everybody. Please spread the word about the show. Please get the films. Please make copies. Please help us defeat the New World Order by spreading the word, ladies and gentlemen. We're the canaries in the coal mines. So you're a lot safer than we are engaging in this fight. And overall, we're all safer by speaking the truth. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get my videos, or call toll-free to order them, and you get big discounts when you get three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action now. Make the call. Get in the fight. 888-253-3139. There aren't that many evil people in the globalist system. It's a bunch of ignorant, compartmentalized do-gooders that empower this system. We've got to ring the alarm bells and stop that. And the films are many printing presses that will help you get that job done. Also, be sure and visit our guest website. We have a link to that on Infowars.com. You can also visit the silentinvasion.com. Scott, I'm not going to take any more calls. Recap any other key information or tell us about any other key stories that are confirmed in your book. Where are the foreign troops, the drug dealing, the government running all of this? Break it down for us. You've got the floor in the last 3 minutes.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, what we're seeing in Mexico, and I just had an update on this yesterday, is we're seeing continued pouring in of foreign troops from all different areas, including through the Caribbean, through Cuba, into Mexico, also from China, the controlled ports in Mexico. They're coming in droves. They're bringing in lots of equipment, uniforms. They're bringing in ammunition. They're bringing in heavy equipment. They're bringing in a lot of chemical gear. That's the information. That's actually something I'm just breaking here on your show for the first time.
And meanwhile, our troops are all overseas.
That's right, and that's the one scenario that I mentioned in the book, and that is, if you can imagine a protracted dispute in the Middle East, and we're in Iraq now, we're in Afghanistan, probably going to be in Iran.
Terrorists have hit us. We've got these foreign assets. In fact, the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman said, if we're tied down overseas, quote, foreign assets will be used here.
That's right, and it's happening because, I just talked to a soldier back from Iraq last week who said, Iran's coming. It's coming pretty soon. We're going to go into Iran next. Then, if you can imagine the Chinese going across the straits, going into Taiwan, suddenly you have way too much to handle. The Panama Canal gets closed from the Chinese controls there. Suddenly, you have a nuclear weapon detonated in one of our major cities. You can see an international force checking in real quick and taking control of the streets, taking control of our freedoms, and getting rid of our freedoms. And I think that's where we're going. That's why people need to understand. They need to see what's going on. They need to keep track of the news. They need to put pressure on their local media. And if you do have any information, contact Alex, contact me, contact anyone you know to let them know what's happening so that we can get it out there, get it out to the people so they can...
And talk to local talk show hosts. Show up, talk to the host, show them the documents. The local talk show host will have you on, and then you're a lot safer by going public. Scott Galbranson, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate your fine work. We will have you back on the show in the near future.
All right, Alex, I appreciate that. Thank you for the work you're doing.
You bet. Thank you.